This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Leah Backstrom. Todd Mitchell is not. He's mending up from a little health scare. Had a little ticker trouble over the Christmas holiday. A little chest pain. I can't wait to talk to him about this. Like, what did the chest pain feel like? Like, just so you know, the warning signs, you know, you always hear about.
Yeah.
It's like a just a unique pressure, like a piano's on your chest.
Yep.
You know, not like a pain in the sense of, what was that? Sharp pain or something, but just like that pressure. So his wife smartly gets him in an ambulance, gets to the hospital, had 100% blockage in one of the pipes. They cleared it out with a Roto-Rooter, put in a stent, and he sprung up like a spring chicken. But he's just being smart here about, he's home, back at Bismarck, and we'll be back with us on Monday.
A friend of mine in the last couple of years has had, I think, three of those. He's had three stents put in, three different, and he's doing great. It's amazing.
It is. And by the way, thanks for your prayers. That's what I love about this audience. I mean,
a ton of emails.
Oh my gosh, just
really
incredible!
Great.
Thousands and thousands of people saying we're praying for Todd, and it's no coincidence that Todd recovered and is back with us on Monday because your prayers worked. So thank you for that. We appreciate the Todd miracle. All right. By the way, never before have I walked in the break room and seen Newsmax on the TV, and that just happened. So whoever put Newsmax on in the break room, you know what? Find me and I'll slap you into something. I don't know. Little perk, little bonus for today because my day was much better. The one, the only, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, greatest pillow on the face of the earth, the pillows, the towels, the sheets, the dog beds. I'm telling you, folks, world-class entrepreneur, our good friend Mike Lindell is back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I got about 15 minutes here, and I'm going to be on the phone with the White House. So,
good.
A lot of stuff going on,
All right, so I'm throwing you the keys here. You just go. What do we need to know?
Well, hold on one second here. There's a lot of good pathways here. I still 100% believe Donald Trump's going to be our president the next 4 years. I was just on the phone before, with Linwood 2 minutes ago. I was with the president yesterday for just a couple minutes, though. He got called away. I am down in Florida. I'm going to be talking to Sydney again today. Everything that's building up here, one of the biggest things, there's about three or four different pathways. Obviously, the Supreme Court is the big gorilla in the room. They can, when they come back on the 8th, there's like nine cases before the Supreme Court right now with all the evidence. See, the thing is, there's more evidence than you've ever seen of any crime committed in history. I mean, it's a list, probably a foot thick now. From the Dominion, the crooked Dominion machines, to the organic feed, there's six different ways that that all seven states in question, including Minnesota, cheated. And you can take any one of them and segregate it out. Like, let's say the voter verification or the signature verification in Georgia. You just take that in and do it right. Donald Trump wins Georgia. In Pennsylvania, you take in, it's called these U-votes, they're called, and that's just a weird thing I found out today. These U-votes is a different category. It came in 2004, and it sat dormant for 11 years. It was used a little bit in 16 or 12 years, and then it was used. 90,000 votes were used in this election, and there are people that don't exist. But that's just one. I'm just saying one category in each. In each state, because most of them used at least five of the six ways to cheat. It's so blatant. So, but anyway, the stuff that's coming up here on the 6th, which is Mike Pence's, and everybody, if you got social media, get on there and you need to Mike Pence needs to stand up for our country, and he needs to make a, you know, make a decision based on his faith and what he knows is true, rather than any political agenda or personal agenda. And I'm just saying how important that is, because he missed one little date that he could have done something, and he didn't. And it's just, it's very scary that that where everything's sitting now, people don't have courage to stand up. I mean, you, all these Republican legislators in five of the six states, they did nothing. They did nothing. This is the most, I you know, for me in my lifetime, I've seen weird stuff, but this is the craziest stuff, where it's like once you get one whistleblower, one guy that's going to go to prison, they're going to fall like dominoes. You know, that's what I believe, Scott. I just believe it's going to fall like dominoes.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the evidence has not been heard? I know that a lot of people say, well, it's been the courts. I get emails all the time. Republicans on courts, appointed by President Trump and other Republicans, they've seen the evidence and they reject it. I say, no, they haven't. The vast majority has been procedural. You don't have standing versus evidentiary. They're not looking at the evidence. Why? What's going on? Why are the legislatures and the courts?
They're not looking at the evidence, and there's so many theories there. You have like five categories. You have corrupt politicians. I believe Kemp's corrupt. I'll say it straight out. There's no other explanation for him and Doug Ducey in Arizona. These are governors. There's corrupt. There's people also that are being bribed. There's people that are blackmailed. There's the GOP is involved in this too. Don't kid yourself. The theory is, do they trade stuff like trading cards? There's so many theories, but these judges that don't open it up to look at the evidence, it's what are they afraid of? Here's what I say, Scott, and I want everybody, all listeners, to listen up on this. If you're on the left, wouldn't you want, let's see if it's true so we can laugh in your face if all this is just fake evidence, you know what I mean? I mean, if this is just made up, why would you not, if you're in a poker game and you're accused of cheating, you're going to show your case and say, no, I wasn't. Rewind the tape, right? You're going to say, rewind
the tape. I agree. And by the way, if we don't, okay, I'm a Democrat. Say I'm a Democrat. Say I hate Trump. You ought to want this. You ought to want this investigation. You ought to want the evidence vetted. Otherwise, you're going to hear about it for the next 4 years and beyond.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be worse than that. Here's what I believe. The truth is going to come out. No matter what. The Supreme Court has these cases. They're going to have to look at them. Now, will they look at them before January 20th or 21st, whenever the inauguration is? I don't know. But when they do, it's going to be a 9. Now, listen real close on this. A 9-0 vote that, yes, there was election fraud, and they're going to send it back to the state. Because it's not going to be a 7-2 or a 5-4. It's as simple. It's as simple as there's so much there. Is this a green cup or a purple cup? Green being fraud, purple being no fraud. They're all going to have to say green. Now, when you do that, it comes back to they push it back to these states, these legislatures that were so didn't have any backbone or courage, and go, wow, everybody in the country, everybody, including the Democrats and even the ones, these people that really, a lot of them really think they won. So. And now the truth shall set you free. If everybody sees this, there's no civil war. You don't fight. Nobody will fight for something that, that Donald Trump's the true president, that they can see in black and white. Yeah, it was fraud. I don't like him, but they did cheat. Now, if you do it any other way, if you never show the truth, and everybody, now it's upwards of almost 65% of the American people believe there was fraud. The world, out in the world, it's even higher. So by the time that January 6th comes, as this, where, all this evidence is shown and we're even doing commercials where we're going to show a lot of it on TV. And you can go on Twitter right now and look and see this stack of evidence. But when this is shown to the public, now you're going to have, 100% of the people on the right are going to go, okay. I mean, what if they steal the 2 cents in Georgia?
Yeah, but the scenario you're laying out, though, Mike, is something that can't happen before January 20th. Your point is, we know enough now to do this right before January 20th, but we have very few ways to do it. Very few ways to do it, right? Because the courts have been a bust, the legislatures have been a bust, and now we got the congressional action on January 6th, and I think I hear you saying, if Mike Pence doesn't stand up and do this as the presiding officer of that particular event on January 6th, they're not going to vote our way. The House will never vote our way.
We could lose that thing. But there's like I say, about four different pathways, and they're all very, each one will, could, you know, 100% here. Basically, it's let's look at this. Let's look at what happened here. There was a murder committed or attempted murder. There's no statute of limitations on this, by the way, Scott. So, you know, let's just say another scenario. Let's say they steal the two Senate seats. Okay. Let's say they steal them. And
in Georgia.
Do you really think that people on the right are going to stand for this? I compare it to that old country song. Remember that old country song by Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County? And, you know, these Republicans are the coward of the county. But then one day, Tommy stopped and locked the door. You know, I mean, they're not going to take this. And then once it is all uncovered, and if it would be past inauguration, then what do you do? What does the country do? You've got somebody that didn't win in power. So
we have
a lot of anomalies here.
We have a few more minutes with Mike Lindell. I know a lot of listeners waiting to weigh in, too. We'll do it after this. Don't go away. What's on Your Mind continues.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Christmas, you know, it is. You know, the 12 days of Christmas actually starts at Christmas, so it's still very much Christmas. It's the Christmas season, which is another reason, if you haven't seen it yet, the Magical Badlands Christmas is something you should get on demand. This year we couldn't be there, not all of us anyway. A few folks got to see it live, and a few folks watched the live stream from the Old Town Theater in Medora, but now you, for just $25, can get an on-demand streaming access ticket and then you can watch it whenever you want. So it's really cool. Find out more at MedoraChristmasLive.com. More with Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, but more than that, a great product, a patriot that has just done incredible, given of his time, talent, and treasure to so much of this effort, and nobody's brought us more comfort. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're not doing this for political reasons, you're not doing this for business reasons, you're doing it for the kingdom, you're doing it for God.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what God, since November 4th, God, I've just, once, you know, you got to realize, everyone needs to read what a blessing this is this Christmas. And I'm going to tell you why. Our blessing came at 11:15 on election night, everybody. You know, they underestimated Donald Trump and the American people. The votes that came in, which are upwards of 80 million, by the way, but the 75 million that they actually let come through, they only expected around 70 million. So at 11:15, it broke those machine algorithms. And if it wouldn't have broke them, if they would have estimated right, we would have all the balloting would have been counted by morning, and everyone thought, well, we made it close, but, you know, the polls said that it was going to be this, you know, really bad, but we made it close. Better luck next time. We would have never known that for decades they've been, you know, they've been boiling us like a frog in water for decades, stealing it, and they just went for everything this time, but they got caught. They got caught, and it's going to come out. They got caught. That's the blessing of this. And we were just talking off air, you know, Scott and I, that even on January 6th, we have to get senators on board, you know, that the senators that are on board, a lot of the Congress is on board, but we have to have a couple people or one of each contested. Then they go in, they actually have to look at the evidence. And even if they get suppressed there, you know, the Supreme Court's going to look at that and go, wow, these guys seen a bunch of evidence. And, you know, it went back and forth, like, you know, whether it's 2 hours, 4 hours, or whether it takes 2 days. We're in an anomaly. There's, you know, everything can be different. They might even move January 6th. Who knows? There's so many
and
things
this is,
we're in right now.
Other than Ron Johnson's committee, there has been very little evidence vetted in the Congress.
Right.
Mike Lindell and Senator Cramer know each other very well. Obviously, Mike's been to Bismarck or been to Kevin's church. They know each other. And Kevin has led the effort to get a private, you know, briefing for the members of the, at least a group of interested in the Senate to hear the evidence that hasn't been heard in the court, that has been heard in legislatures and they ignored, but actually bring the evidence. So that's another feather in Kevin's cap that he's led that effort. And again, wants the evidence. So I don't think there's any doubt that Kevin Cramer is in the Trump camp. I think his question is, what's the path to victory? Is it January 6th? Is it not?
Right.
On that point, the president has asked people to come to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. What is happening there for average, everyday Americans, North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Minnesotans listening now? Why should they be there? Why should they spend their hard-earned money to be there? Is there a purpose for that?
I think it's optics for two reasons. One is for all these senators in Congress that day that they, you know, that they figure there could be upwards of 8 million people. Could be the biggest gathering rally in history. And I really believe that. And if you got, you know, that's what they're saying. That's the outside estimates. But I mean, I've seen a couple of million people there, but this is going to be incredible. That and the rest of the country and the world seeing this, that if this many people are showing that, yes, this was our election, we're not going to let our election, our president be stole from us. I mean, this is criminal. And this isn't something where we can sit back as conservatives, as Christians, and just be complacent. Oh, you know what? It's, you know, better luck next time. Maybe they won't cheat next time. You know, whatever that is. But this is going to be a support of our president, our support of us. The Congress there, and then the Supreme Court watching. These guys are watching, going, you know, the whole thing is what somebody needs to look at the evidence and then tell us that there's nothing there. I dare anybody to do that. I dare the Supreme Court, you know, so that's what the purpose is.
So your recommendation, I know there's a Sea to Shining Sea tour now that's going, unfortunately, not close to our neck of the woods, but is literally going Sea to Shining Sea and going to end up in Washington, D.C. on January 6th to lead this effort.
Right.
So it's you use the word optics. It is to send a powerful message to Congress and the media that this is a big deal. In all due respect, there have been predictions of various rallies along the way attracting millions to Washington, D.C. that hasn't happened. It's gotten to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, but not millions. You believe this one's different?
different. The other one that was there, I was there at two of them. There was over a million people there at both of them. So what you're hearing on the news, they don't show all that, all them people. I couldn't. It took me 2 hours to go on a golf cart going about 1 mile, just seas of people. So they can sit there and minimize it all they want, but I believe this one will be, because everybody knows, this is it, people. People do not realize if God doesn't have, which we know he does, he's got his hand in this, and we just pray for mercy and pray for more grace that he gave us on November 8, 2016. This is it. If you're complacent and we'd all just sit back and go, oh, they took the true sentence, it's over. It's socialism. You can't get this back. We are in a blessed time where we've got to stand up and I'm sorry, pull the gun out of that murderer's hand, whatever. They're not going to kill us. And because our life would be over. You open up, you know, you open up. People don't realize that it's, well, maybe next time we'll get them. No, they would pack the court. You let the borders open, all these illegals voting. It would be over. Socialism would be here. But Biden is a Trojan horse. We all know that. He would be, you know, that's why actually true. I heard you speaking up for Newsmax, Scott. Let me tell you, I went on Newsmax the other day and everybody can look it up and they were threatened by Dominion. So they wouldn't even let me talk about it. They suppressed me and they're all talking about Hunter Biden. I go, you guys, everyone in the news, you need to talk about this election fraud. Who cares about Hunter Biden? It should be every minute of every day. Did you hear what they did in Pennsylvania? Everybody just look it up on the internet. Look it up on Twitter. You can find. Look it up on Sidney Powell's website. And Rudy, you can see the evidence, a lot of it, for yourself and tell your friends and family that this needs to be looked at. Call your congressman. Call your state legislatures. You know, because this is it. I mean, this is 1 week away, the Georgia election and the fifth and sixth back to back. I'm going to make a prediction, Scott. I will bet you that they do not call that Senate race for probably a month. I just think they're going to bury it. They're not going to call it, so we won't know. You know, we won't know who won that. You know what I mean? I just think that's what they're going to do. They're so crooked.
Listen, I am so grateful that you are fighting on behalf of so many of us who believe as strongly as we do. I've been reluctant to say go there January 6th. You've given me a different picture on the reason for that and what's at stake here and the rallying point. So I think folks need to consider that strongly. I'm going to go, certainly, right. And if nothing else, folks can't go report on it and everything of what's happening there. But, Mike, know that we are so appreciative, so grateful for you and what you're doing. I can't imagine the stress and everything else with it, so we'll keep praying for you and everybody else on the team to make this happen and really appreciate
you
taking us.
Scott, and I want to say one more thing with that big rally in D.C. The whole world is watching this, so it's all the media. This is a way to get around the media, go that we really do care, and we're not going to let our election be stolen when our president be gone.
God bless you. Good luck chatting with the White House. Keep us posted. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you. God bless.
A good friend for all the right reasons. Mike Lindell. More after this than What's On Your Mind.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump administration has begun sending out stimulus payments of up to $600 to millions of Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the government would begin the process of mailing out paper checks today as lawmakers continue to argue over the $2,000 payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. A San Bernardino police officer was wounded Tuesday afternoon while attempting to arrest a homicide suspect in Southern California. The suspect later died after an exchange of gunfire. Police officers were trying to arrest the homicide suspect when the shooting occurred. The suspect was wanted in connection with the slaying that occurred earlier this year. The fugitive, accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed, was caught Tuesday following a 9-day manhunt. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia, around 6 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The USA. When he did this song, though, he was John Cougar. Go figure. Showbiz, right? That kind of what's on your mind. John Hinderrocker from the president. He is the president from the Center of the American Experiment. Coming up here in a bit. They're doing some really good work, and I want to talk with him about Minnesota's view on the whole Trump battle from the conservative side, and also about some things happening with new social studies standards that are mind-boggling. So we'll talk about that, too. Mike Lindell has planted a seed with me that at least between now and when this is resolved, hopefully before January 20th, God willing, nothing is more important than this. Meaning, as much as I try and make sure we're serving as many people as possible in our audience, i.e. social studies standards and things that are important, upcoming legislative session, everything else. But really, our focus has to be right now, as much as possible, with every free moment outside of our family and making a living, to this cause, to this effort, to make sure the evidence is heard and justice is done. I don't care if the evidence is actually presented fairly, freely, and the ultimate outcome is Joe Biden is president. I really don't. I wouldn't like it. But if the evidence is never heard, I'm never going to believe it. I'm never going to believe it. And you shouldn't either. And we should do everything in our power to make that happen. I'll talk more about January 6th and the thousands now of requests we've had for some sort of bus, plane, trip, whatever. So,
by the way, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, said in a statement today that he will object to the certification of the Biden Electoral College.
Good for him.
So he's one of them.
He's a bit of a grandstander. I like Josh Hawley.
He's young. I like him.
He's the former attorney general down there, but a bit of a grandstander. So that's sort of a get in front of the parade deal, but I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing would be for every Republican to do it, right? Regardless of what the House is going to do. I think I hear Mike Lindell saying Mike Pence is the linchpin to January 6th.
Oh, no question.
He's the presiding officer, so he literally has the power to do whatever he wants. Now, legally, constitutionally, he could do that. Politically, it would be suicide for him, supposedly. I don't know if I believe that. I think it actually would help him be the true Trump ally, but that's what swamp talk is. So you heard between the lines, I heard Mike saying that. All right, let's get to some calls that have been waiting a long time to weigh in. Sorry I didn't get you with Mike Lindell, but I just didn't want to stop the guy. He was on fire and doing amazing things. As one texter just said, I wish he'd tell us what he really thinks. and then we'll get to John Hinderrock. Right. Matthew Walker, Minnesota, go.
Hey, Scott, thanks for doing your show and everything. I recently moved out of Fargo. I love your show. I wish they had something like that out here. I think we need radio-free Minnesota, the way things are looking. But, no, I'm glad you're having a fellow on to talk about Minnesota, because I am certain that if it weren't for an established system they had, like we saw in 2012, that this state would have been red. And, yeah, that's appreciate you, and I'm glad I got you on the app.
Hey, fantastic. And our AM 1100, the signal, the flag, does get the Walker, but when you get in the forest there, it's a little scratchy, obviously daytime hours. But the app is always a great suggestion just because it's mobile and it's there and it's easy. And the iHeart app is fantastic. Our own apps on the flag websites are great. WDAY has a great app, 970, 93.1 FM, so it works good. Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in Walker, Minnesota, Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, you're next.
Hi, Scott. Prayers to Todd. I hope he does well, and I look forward to having him back on Monday.
Thank you.
I got to say, though, I have a little bit of a difference of opinion with Mike Lindell, not in terms of what should happen, but I'm kind of a realist when it comes to what will happen. I think it's a huge mistake and a waste of time, effort, and money to depend on politicians and judges to pull this thing through. I think the real fighters are the people out there, the everyday people who are saying, no, I won't close my business. No, I won't be shamed into wearing a mask. That's what real fighting looks like to me. I think if we're depending on politicians pull Trump over the finish line, we're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, or judges, it looks like, right, at this point. Or, you know, you're right, Ryan. Good points. Thanks. Chris and Dickinson, go.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple comments on January 6th. And the 4 years of hell that Trump's gone through, he's only asked us to do two things. Number one was vote, and number two was be in D.C. on January 6th. And I'm fortunate and blessed enough to be able to afford to go, so I will be going. But I just want to give a heads up to those that can attend. Maybe have a rally at the Capitol, the state capitol, at the same time. I know different states are talking about doing that. But if you are planning on attending, from what I'm seeing, it's not going to be pretty. There's not going to be porta potties. There's hotels already shutting down, blocking out those dates. They're advising to probably maybe stay in Arlington, Virginia or whatever. It's about a half hour away just for the restaurants and hotel accommodations. And BLM is going to be there as well in mass. So, but
of course they are. And that's right. Why, you know, I have hesitated to say go because I want to know, what are we going to? What's it for? Now, I heard Mike Lindell say very clearly it's about optics. And by the way, optics are very important in the swamp, because I guarantee you, if there were millions of people in Washington, D.C., they'd go, holy buckets. Now, they'd look out the window and say, what a bunch of nut jobs, but they would be a little bit more concerned about their future politically, right? So the optics are important, and I get that. I feel differently now about why he's saying to do that January 6th versus getting closer to the inaugural or whatever. I think if he can go, go. But know this, we have been inundated. Thousands of our listeners have said, we want to go. Can you put together a trip like you do your other trips to Norway or D.C. or whatever? And my wife sort of handles the logistics of this. And she did a ton of calls to all our usual, you know, vendors. Hotels won't take group reservations. Airlines won't take group reservations. There's no restaurants open. You're exactly right. I mean, porta potties. I mean, it's going to be a bit of chaos. That's why I am going to go. And possibly Kevin and others from our team are going to go. Kevin packs some heat, so I'm not worried about BLM. And, you know, he'd be my bodyguard. And, you know, be there for you if you can't go. But more on that in the coming days. Appreciate it very much. Larry in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Fred in Wing, North Dakota. We'll get to you before the end of the hour, I promise. You're next to go. But first, the one, the only, John Hinderrocker, president of the Center of the American Experiment, one of our favorite think tanks on the planet. They know everything about Minnesota and the trials and tribulations there, and their wisdom is good for all of us in the Northern Plains. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Great to be with you.
What is your take, before we talk about social study standards, what is your take on this battle for the presidency. January 6th, the role the Congress will play, the punting of the seven key legislative efforts so far, the court saying, no, 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 you don't have standing, so we're not going to even hear the evidence. Where are we at? What's your view from your seat?
Well, I'll give you my big picture view, Scott. Number one, I know that there was a lot of voter fraud in this election. I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows at this point, whether voter fraud swung the election to Joe Biden or not. I just don't think we know that. Back in the day, as you know, Scott, I practiced law for a long time. I did litigation. I handled cases up to $1 billion in value. And if I could reassemble one of my old litigation teams, and if I had a budget of, rather modest budget of $10 or $15 million, and if I had a year and a half, and if I had subpoena power so that I could compel production of documents and compel witness testimony, after a year and a half, I'd get to the bottom of it in a given state. Assign me a state, whether it's Wisconsin or Georgia or whatever it might be, Michigan. I could get to the bottom of it. But there was never any possibility that the Trump campaign was going to be able to prove that any state flipped to Biden because of voter fraud in the time they had available. It was never possible. You cannot litigate like that in the space of 60 or 90 days. It's literally impossible. And so those lawsuits never had a chance. And what I think is going to happen is that for the next couple of years, people are going to be investigating, although unfortunately without subpoena power, investigating what happened in this election and writing books. And I think that we'll learn more about these midnight 100,000 vote dumps, that happened in three or four states. And we'll learn more about the fraud that accompanied 100 million mail-in votes, although we'll never be able to count, how many of those 100 million, were fake. And so I think Joe Biden is going to assume the presidency under a real cloud. I mean, many, many people doubt that he actually won the election. And I think that doubt is going to continue and may very well grow over the next 4 years.
Do we know enough to have a, fire in our belly to say, use every avenue we have? In other words, Mike Pence, you're the presiding officer. What you say goes on January 6th, before anything happens. Do you know enough, Mike Pence, to say, this was stolen from us? Do you have a belief in your gut that there's enough evidence? What's your take as an attorney on what you do with the venues that you have now about this election? Because many people believe, John, that if they steal the two Senate seats in Georgia like they've stolen the others, we are quickly not going to recognize the United States of America under this plan, and they will have accomplished something of great proportion. I agree with you. We'll get the true answer in time, but will it be too late? What would your advice be related to the venues left to get to the right answer before January 20th?
Well, it's not going to happen, Scott. I think it's fine if people want to go to Washington and demonstrate and so forth. I endorse that. But there's nothing that the Republicans can do between now and January 20th to prevent Joe Biden from being inaugurated. And I think that if they make extraordinary efforts, but you remember 4 years ago, this happened in 2004 as well, and it happened 4 years ago, there were House Democrats who voted against accepting the results of the Electoral College vote. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They said Donald Trump is illegitimate. We vote against accepting these results. And in 2004, there were Democrats who voted against accepting George W. Bush's Electoral College victory. Everybody just thought they were nuts, right? I mean, this has happened before, and it's not going anywhere, And so I think that the better course of action is to provide for a traditional kind of transition, but to resist. Do what the Democrats did. Hashtag resist every step of the way.
Interesting. All right, John Hinderacher, more on what we plan to talk about, social studies standards. And by the way, these are important fights. The education of our children and what is being taught are very important points because we are where we are because of how this needle has moved. It's a sad deal. More with John when we come back. And Larry and Fred, I keep my promises, so stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, a pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Things to tell you before we crank back up here. One is that communities all across North Dakota see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. How can they see big possibilities for all those? The state's oil and natural gas industry helps make it happen. North Dakota Oil and Gas are advancing these possibilities. Find out more about all that at North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, their website, ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Let me also tell you, you will never leave a PetroServe USA location hungry, ever, because they have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience that is unbelievable. Today, you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. There literally is everything from meatloaf to, pick your favorite hamburger, hot dish, all the great specials at select PetroServe USA locations as well, grab-and-go convenience. And also great savings, 24-pack of Pepsi all month long, $5.99. Great deal. or grab two of those salted nut rolls for $2 on your way out the door. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Larry in Fergus Falls has been waiting for over an hour, and I love Fergus Falls, Otter Tail County, God's country of Minnesota. Larry, what's on your mind?
Well, thanks so much, Scott, for all you guys do. You've been just a tremendous blessing. I recently finished a book by Pastor David Jeremiah entitled Agents of the Apocalypse, which gives a look at the key players of the end times. And it was written like a novel so it could be more easily understood, but it was based entirely on the Bible. In it, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan were talking, and it was amazing how they spoke enough truth in with their lies so it seemed believable. Sound familiar?
To answer your question, I hear you 100%. I've read Jonathan Cahn's books, too, and they're fascinating. And I always start from the premise of, you know, we don't know. We're not wired to know. We're not supposed to know. We don't know. But obviously, if you believe, you know that's at some point in our future. Whether we're here for it or not is hard to say. When you go back to, you know, Christmas, the Christmas story, 2,000 years later, you're thinking, is it around the corner or is it 2,000 years from now? You just don't know. But I'm going to read the book on your suggestion, Larry, and call again when we have more time, okay? Fred and Wing, before I go back to John Hinderrocker, give me your best 30 seconds, Fred. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is James chapter 1. It talks about rich men using their riches for good. I think that Mike Lindell has done that. And he's not, and his riches are not going to fade away. The work of his life won't fade away because he's doing good work with it. And I call upon other rich men to do the same thing.
And that's a good advice, Fred. That's good advice. And your wisdom is always fantastic. Thank you for calling. Mike Lindell has done amazing things, more than people will know. His book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, is a great example. This guy was a crack addict on the streets of Minneapolis. And just had that inner drive that was able to overcome that to do what he's doing now. It's pretty phenomenal. Okay, John Hinderrocker back, president of the Center of the American Experiment. I asked you on today to talk about social studies standards and what's happening right now. And I understand they're in draft form now and eligible for public comment. So this is important. This is good timing. People have to weigh in on this. What is happening to social studies standards in Minnesota?
Scott, it's unbelievable. But first, just for background, there's a statute that says that the Department of Education promulgates these standards, and they are the guide for the curriculum for K through 12 education.
Federal or state? State level.
At the state level. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
We're talking about the Minnesota Department of Education, the state of Minnesota. And they're revised every 10 years, and a different one will come up for revision each year. So this year, the social studies standard is up for revision for the first time now in 10 years, and that includes history as well as economics and some other things. So they've released the first draft, and Scott, it is stunning. Let me tell you what's not to be part of the Minnesota Public School curriculum if this standard is approved. The Pledge of Allegiance, World War I, World War II, the Holocaust, the history of communism, the American Revolution, George Washington. There's no mention of George Washington anywhere in these guidelines.
Oh, my God.
The Civil War is out. A whole bunch of things. Okay, what's in? If you ask,
yeah, so my next question, I'm afraid to ask, but I'm afraid to ask.
The Revolution, the Civil War, World War I. What the hell is in, right? Okay, here's what's in. Systemic racism in the United States, rooted in our founding. How freedom and democracy have excluded certain groups throughout our history. Developing a respectful awareness of the LGBTQ+ community. Gender equality / equity. The Reconstruction period, specifically successful efforts to disenfranchise newly freed black Americans. An analysis of the ideology of manifest destiny and its relationship to whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism. So you get the drift, Scott. This is unbelievable stuff. And in a few short days, we set up a website. And everybody, please write this down and go to it. RaiseOurStandardsMN.com. RaiseOurStandardsMN.com. www.alcoholfreemn.com. And you can go there and learn more, and you can send a letter, which will be an official comment on this draft of the social studies standards, and it will go to the relevant people at the Department of Education. In just a few days, we've already gotten 2,500 Minnesotans to submit comments objecting to what they're trying to do in these social studies standards. So
let's double that number. Yeah, the website one more time, John.
RaiseOurStandardsMN.com.
And we're tweeting that out as we speak on the What's on Your Mind site. Thanks a ton. This is criminal, what's being done in Minnesota. And I mean it. This is criminal. It is unbelievable to poison the minds of kids and not give them what they need to know. Unbelievable. John Hinderbacher from the great Center of the American Experiment. Thank you, sir. More tomorrow, right here. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.